That's right, it's me. Welcome to the program. Hi, beautiful morning today. Oh boy, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about something good. Whatever you do in your life, you just got to understand there's going to be hardships, there's going to be difficulties. You cannot predict what's going to happen. But I was telling my son yesterday, I said, the one thing that you've got to have is you've got to have your health. Not everybody's cut out to be self-employed. Some people do not like that. They feel like there's too much pressure. You got to keep your eyes on the ball. You've got too many things to contend with. Everything's on you. You do not work 8 hours a day. No, no, no. It's probably more like 12 hours a day. Well, if you have a good self-employed job, maybe 11. But there's work involved. But your ticket to being productive and having a job and being successful is going to be the level of health you have. So what happens if your health goes down? What if you don't have the energy to deal with the rigors of being self-employed or having a job or, you know, having a family? Well, everything is going to begin to suffer, and then depression is going to set in. And then you're going to tell me that when you lay down in bed to go to sleep at night, you can't turn your mind off and it's racing 95 miles an hour. And then if you do fall asleep, you wake up 5 minutes later and your mind's just racing, 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 and you can't get it under control. Well, you know that's incompatible with life, at least long-term living. Sometimes I think about the people that have walked the earth before me, just like us. They walked putting one foot in front of the other. And I realize at each point in time there have been difficulties and circumstances. You know, I really like that story of King David when he was standing in front of Saul and he said, Saul, or King, he said, I was a shepherd that kept my father's sheep. And he said, if a lion or a bear, that's called hardship and great difficulties. Of course, that's the kind of hardship that could kill you and eat you if it wanted to. But he said, if a lion or a bear... He didn't say wolf, but that's what I wanted him to say. Then again, there's lots of things that aren't the way that I want them to be, but you could probably easily interchange the term wolf for lion or bear. Are there wolves out there in the world? Yeah, there are. What if there's a good shepherd like David around? But he said, when I would rescue the lamb or the sheep from the lion or the bear's mouth, and when it would turn on me, I would grab it by the beard and slay it. I just so want to know what that looked like. I mean, is that just weird? But I want to know, how did that work? Could you imagine if you were walking along a trail and a lion or a bear or a wolf decides it's going to make you breakfast? I don't know if there's anything that you could do. I mean, maybe you can fight it all you want. And maybe there's a few stories of people getting the upper hand, but it would have to be a lethal blow to some vulnerable portion of the lion or the bear's anatomy. I don't know. Did David have a sword? I don't know. Did he have a long spear with a sharpened spear point tip? I have no idea. But you know, one of the top battles that every American, or if you're living on this planet, faces, you're going to have what's called inflammation. I like Dr. Russell Jaffe's definition of inflammation. He says it's a repair deficit. And when I read his definition, repair deficit, I think, oh, he has got it figured out. I always like it when somebody breaks it down to the most simple point or the simple definition, and you can kind of sink your teeth into it, and you can camp out on that idea for a while. But what does that mean, repair deficit? That means there's something that your body can't get on top of, and it can't repair it, and it can't heal. Now, I came across this very simple article. It comes from a newspaper called the Epoch Times. It's spelled E-P-O-C-H. I'm just choosing to pronounce it Epoch. If you say epic, I will disagree with you and call it Epoch. There's an article here by Steph Davidson. It says, what chronic inflammation really means to your body. And this is pretty simple and straightforward. It's very short. It won't take me long to read it to you, but I want to give Steph Davidson the credit for it. Ms. Davidson goes on to write, what is chronic inflammation? How do we get there? And how can we manage it to live our healthiest lives? Good question. And to start with, what is the difference between acute inflammation and chronic inflammation? The body's acute inflammatory response is normal, natural, and necessary. It takes place when we're injured or exposed to foreign material. Think about what happens when we cut ourselves or we sprain our ankle. The area gets red and swollen and inflamed. And as the body defends itself from bacteria, viruses, and further injury, eventually the swelling and the redness go away in our immune system. It's done its job, so it's a done deal. Chronic inflammation happens when the inflammatory response does not stop and the body begins to attack healthy tissue. Chronic inflammation is typically related to chronic illnesses or imbalances that the body is constantly attempting to fight against. Things like arthritis or autoimmune disorders such as lupus, allergies, and asthma, or IBS, which is the short for irritable bowel syndrome. You know, a woman eats a sandwich and then within 20 minutes she's got this emergency where she has to run to the bathroom or there's going to be consequences if she doesn't go, meaning she has to heed her body's call to go to the bathroom. Crohn's disease, cardiovascular disease, which doesn't have to be rocket science, folks. Heart disease is the number one killer, or the reason why you may not, why you might stop walking on the earth. Every form of cancer, they're all linked to chronic inflammation. Lifestyle and health choices that can cause chronic inflammation include a poor diet, being overweight, not exercising, stress. I would interject excessive unremitting stress that never goes away, smoking cigarettes, I might add dipping tobacco, and the overuse of alcohol. Then she has a paragraph that says how to tell if you have chronic inflammation. It says, she goes on to write that chronic inflammation is harder to spot than acute, but there are plenty of warning signs. If you've got excessive weight, especially around your abdomen, if your blood sugar is a little bit higher than what it should be, if you have chronic digestive issues or fatigue, allergies, depression, acne, joint pain, stiffness, or unexplained aches, well, you might have chronic inflammation. She goes on to say, speak to your doctor. Hey, I'm all for that. Talk their ear off. Implore them, beg them, ask them, what is a plan where I can move forward? Ask them about blood testing. There's one specific blood test called ESR that stands for erythrocyte sedimentation rate, and that measures how fast red blood cells separate from the plasma, but that's a interesting marker of inflammation. So if that number goes up higher than normal, well, guess what? You've got inflammation. Another simple blood test, it's called CRP. That stands for C-reactive protein. Oh, baby, that is a good test also. It can tell you if you got chronic inflammation. Her last paragraph, she writes, preventing and healing chronic inflammation. I like this one, too. She goes on to write, this is Steph Davidson from the Epoch Times. Epoch. Oh, man, even I mispronounced it. Great. The cause of a lot of inflammation is in our diet. Okay? Step one. Reducing or avoiding inflammatory-causing foods such as sugar, refined grains, and processed foods, and replacing them with leafy greens, fish, and healthy fats. I would love to see that. Because when I go to the grocery store, 95% of the grocery store is devoted to processed foods called sugar, refined grains, and TV dinners, and just pure garbage. They do have a very, very small section in the refrigerated section where you can find a bag of chopped kale. It's probably too expensive for you. It's the same price as the broccoli florets or the Brussels sprouts. It's un peso, un dollar, That didn't sound right. It's $1. I'm almost shocked. You know how they have the barcode on the back of the anything that you purchase so you can scan it yourself at the store? Or a checker can do it. I think that's old school, right? $1. Do you realize you could put something extremely nutritious into your body that could actually help, over time, tame the wild beast of inflammation that's ravaging your body? How could a person have diabetes or be just chronically exhausted and not have inflammation? There's no way possible. So there is even a very specific blood test that can determine exactly which foods are causing inflammatory response, and that would be some type of a blood lab test to measure for food allergies. That is definitely one way of doing it. In addition to looking at what we eat, there are numerous supplements that we can take to heal and prevent inflammation. So I said, I want to see what she says. And she says, including omega-3s and curcumin. I thought, she's right. That would be a move in the right direction if you want to restore your body to being not inflamed, which means it's healing and repairing and rejuvenating. Talked to a man this week, and this is what he said. I feel a certain way when I go to bed at night, but when I wake up, I feel a heck of a lot worse. And I thought to myself, oh boy, this is not right. If you have the experience of when you lay down in bed going to sleep and you feel pretty good, but you wake up and you're much worse for wear. And he was just saying, I can't sleep more than X amount of hours because if I do, I hurt even worse. That's got to be really discouraging to him. Now, last statement right here. She says stress is a major factor for inflammation, so taking time to self-care is also important. Anyway, that's the article right there. But in the real world, let me pose a question to you. How do you know if you have too much inflammation in your body? Well, number one, your body's not working right. Do I really have to spell out what it means to have your body not working right? What I want you to do is just think back. When was a time in your life that you felt pretty good and your V8 engine was operating very efficiently on all 8 cylinders? You had energy. You didn't hurt. Your sleep was good. You had a rock solid, stable nervous system, which allowed you specific energy with which to cope with stress. Every time you have stress, do you want to just melt, fall into a pool of liquid stress on the floor and cry and scream and kick, which does no good, but I mean, we've all done that before. You don't have to be 2 years old to have a temper tantrum. I see adults have it all the time. Do you know what it's like to feel really, really good on the inside, where you feel like this is going to be a good day, this is going to go well? So even if you do have a stressful event that comes up, you can still handle it. It's not the end of the world. You can stand your ground. You tend to be very stable. I like that very much. Well, here's what I had in mind for you. What if you've got pain that won't go away? What if you feel horrible? You're totally exhausted. You got nothing in reserve. There is no energy. Your sleep is the pits. Well, there's one simple thing that's within your power to do. What if all we did was just one very simple thing? What if you tried making your last meal of the day just very simple and very, very basic? Now, I didn't say it couldn't taste good, because obviously I'm a firm believer that you could add butter and all the spices you want, just about anything. I mean, given that's what you can tolerate. If you know that the spices are so hot that you can't keep your eyes from watering and coughing and throwing up, then maybe we've used just a little bit too much. But outside that, we should be good to go. But what if you just had something simple for 7 days in a row? What if you had a serving of ocean fish and then one vegetable, one meat, one vegetable. That's my plan. So if you were to go to the grocery store, and let me just kind of make up a meal here. Let's just say they have wild caught Alaskan salmon frozen fillets. They can have them without the skin. They can have them with the skin. If you're the owner of a delicious high-tech air fryer, which is just basically a heated element with a fan that blows hot air on the food. but I like them very much because they can cook everything pretty efficiently. And you don't have to use a lot of vegetable, you don't have to use any vegetable oil. Now, yes, I like to spray, what is it, that organic Bertolli olive oil to blast it. But then again, I'm a fan of olive oil. Well, what if you had that and maybe something like boiled Brussels sprouts, you know, or Brussels sprouts, or kale, or spinach, or broccoli, or cauliflower. If you had just those two items right there, number one, I would say the salmon might qualify as maybe a higher protein, higher fat meal. You would not disturb me one iota if you said, well, I want to put some butter on that. I've seen people order a steak at the restaurant, and then they request from the wait staff to bring extra bowls of pure butter to add to it. I think that's a good call. I know that freaks people out. They look at me like, are you kidding me, Dr. Morgan? You mean butter is actually good for you? Yes, it's good for you. How long do you want your body to last for? Well, you might want to start buying into this idea. So if you said, I'm going to try it for 1 week. I'm just going to have ocean fish with butter all over it. You season it however you want. Do you know how many spices and seasoning mixes they have at the store that are just incredible? They are just outrageously good, and you can experiment with all of them. I tend to favor the more spicy side, but man, that just makes it taste so good. You give me something with red pepper and paprika and jalapenos, I'm like happy. But anyway, what if you had that and say boiled kale or just cooked enough to where it was ready to eat? Tell me if you sleep better. Tell me if you don't have to get up as much to go to the bathroom to urinate. But either you're moving toward getting rid of the inflammation and healing your body. Now, I did not say that suffering's not involved. You already know the answer to that. You could tell me all day long that you do not like going outside in the morning because you might form a drop of perspiration on your brow. I understand that, but you're not doing anything to help yourself. What does the Bible say? Faith without works is dead. Another way of saying that is, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to everybody else. Do we have hypocrites in the world? Oh, my word, yes. Loaded. The ones that usually get me are the ones that are completely holier than thou, meaning, I realize it's a touchy subject, but they actually want you to follow something that they themselves will not do. That's like the people that go to church every bit of, you know, once a month on a Sunday morning, and they're on the back row, and they amen, and they're so vocal, and they talk about how great they are. But they have no intention of coming back. Who knows what they're doing? They're probably playing golf on Sunday. It's just, I don't understand that. You either are true or you're not. Anyway, you've got nothing to lose by eating a meal of ocean fish like flounder. I don't know about anybody else, but man, flounder is divine. I don't know that you can find another fish. Well, actually, I can find maybe one more fish that tastes better. Actually, there's a whole bunch. But you could go into the store right now, and in the freezer section, you could find red snapper. I'm going, dude, that looks great. There's one called mahi-mahi. That tastes great. Now, I know this is getting into luxury, you know, high expense, but every so often, if you have a halibut fillet, that is epic. I don't even know if there's a fish that tastes better than halibut. That's my opinion. And there's salmon. But flounder, that is, you can get a bunch of it for $10 frozen. They are filleted. You just thaw them out, takes no time at all to cook them because they're so thin. But the flavor is incredible. And they're so agreeable to trying different type of seasonings or spices. I was very disturbed when we had the COVID-19 run on the groceries back in March because there was no Tabasco sauce to be found. That is a sin that I could not get my Tabasco sauce. If you want to join me on the radio and ask a question about health, what are we going to do to help greatly improve the health that you have? Well, we need to find a way to do that where it doesn't poison you in the process, meaning you can't just rely on drugs the rest of your life. If you do, you will not have a life. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm calling for my 26-year-old son. He was having, private part kind of question, some pain down there in his testicles, and so he went to an urgent care, and they did a sonogram, and they told him he had a hydrocele, but he also had a little very small cyst, which they said was not a big deal, and the hydrocele wasn't a big deal. But his dad died at an early age from testicular cancer because, so he's scared, obviously. And
bless his heart.
Yes. And so he wanted me to call you to see, naturally how he could help the body get rid of that fluid down there. Now, a little history, unfortunately, when he was younger, he did do a little bit of testosterone to build muscles.
Well, that's probably a big part of it right there.
Yeah.
But, that's in the past. Can I tell you a story real quick?
Yes.
Sometimes I sit across from people in my office and I watch their face when I give them recommendations, and I can tell when they totally shoot me down and say, there's no way I'm even going to consider what you're telling me, Dr. Morgan. And I'm thinking to myself, but if you did this, this would end your pain and suffering. So this week I had a lady sitting across from me, and she was talking about having very, very severe neuropathy in her legs. And she talked about how painful the bottom of her feet were and her legs. And she said, you still understand, Dr. Morgan? I said, you're right, I don't. She said, but the burning and the tingling and the numbness and the pain, it's almost more than I can bear, and I just don't know that I can go on. I said, well, I believe you. And when I told her what to do, she said, I ain't doing that. I said, okay, well, what will you do? She said, well, give me another option. I said, okay. Here's what I want you to do. You're going to go to the grocery store and you're going to purchase a bottle of extra virgin olive oil, but I want you to get the one that's organic. Maybe it just gives me a smidgen extra confidence that it doesn't have pesticide residue in it. But I want you to get one that has either a yellow or a green, color to it. And she said, I can do that. And she called me like 2 days later, and all I told her was, I said, I need you to apply olive oil to every part of your body that's hurting or has chronic inflammation or has swelling. And she said, well, why didn't you tell me that a while ago? I can do that. I said, well, deal. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. And so she just starts rubbing olive oil over every square inch of the areas that hurt. I'm just assuming it's the entire foot, ankle, lower leg, and upper leg. I could be wrong about that. And I said, would you give it at least 30 minutes for your skin to drink this up like it's thirsty for these precious nutrients in the olive oil? She said, I'll do it. And she called me back. She said, you're not going to believe this. It's working great. I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, how long did it take me to talk her into that one? But anyway, I was proud of her for doing it, and I rejoiced with her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not trying to be a weirdo about what I'm about to tell you. But he needs to apply extra virgin olive oil to that area. And then the next part of the equation is you've got to give the body a chance to drink up the oil. I know that's not good English, but you know where I'm coming from.
Yes, I do.
That means if you put clothing on top of the olive oil covered tissue, the clothing will absorb it and it won't go into the tissue. So
exactly.
So we could do this 2 times a day easily, morning and evening. My preference would be at least 1 time after he took a shower. Now, number next, he needs to consider an ice pack in that area. I'm not going to ask him if he likes it because I know the answer to that. They're going to say, are you kidding? I'm going to freeze my tissue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or whatever somebody might say. So, but if you apply ice to it, what you're doing is you're telling the body, oh my goodness, we're about to freeze to death. What are we going to do here? And so the body says, oh my goodness, to prevent frostbite, we're going to start releasing all these chemicals called cold shock proteins to heal the body very rapidly. We're going to increase blood flow to the area. I'm going, that's exactly what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many people with chronic severe injuries just try out one of those soft, flexible gel ice packs, not the one that's hard as a rock. They may, if, have you ever heard of a website called Amazon.com? You probably haven't. You have?
Yeah.
Oh, that catches me off guard. I didn't think, I thought I was the only one that knew about that. But you could type in flexible ice pack.
Okay.
And you're going to get what you pay for. But I would prefer you get one that's pretty high quality. And the beauty of it is that you get to use it over and over again, but it doesn't freeze like a hard brick, which that's the last thing I'd want. But and he can even put like a T-shirt or a pillowcase over it. But if we can start applying castor oil to that area, then that would be good. Now, option number three. And I'm just telling you what I would do. I don't know any more than what you're telling me, but I believe every bit of your story, and I feel for the 26-year-old young man.
Yes.
I bet you he's awesome, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a police officer.
Where is he a police officer?
Quitman.
So if I run a red light in Quitman, I get to pull the I love your mother and I've tried to help you card?
Yes.
Ha ha, that ain't going to work. Okay, I've decided not to. Somebody told me they were watching a protester the other day, and the protester proceeded to yell things to the person that wasn't protesting, and then he ran the stop sign and got pulled over by a police officer. And I'm going,
that's funny.
That's the way that stuff works. And so
that's right.
And so there are supplements, nutritional supplements, that what they do is they take the gonads or the testicles of like a bull, which I don't have any problem with this at all, and they put them in powdered form in a capsule, and they feed that to men. You swallow a capsule. But what it has is it has everything to target healing and repair of what's called the hydrocele, or the cyst that's located near the gonad.
Okay.
And so if it were me, I would do that. Now, I can tell you what he can do to totally mess this whole deal up. He wants to mess this up, he needs to go without sleep and eat a boatload of sugar, or drink a boatload of sugar. That's the number one way that we mess this up.
Okay.
And so I remember when I was in college a long time ago, one of the professors, I literally almost couldn't stop laughing for a long time, and it was horrible, but it was the way he told the story. And you know that sometimes when people tell a story, it's the delivery that gets you going more than anything else. But he was saying that he was mowing the grass in some short shorts, like running shorts, but you don't know anything about the 1980s. Men wear very short shorts, which I think is almost obscene. I don't even want to see that. But anyway, he said there's a rock that came out at high velocity from under the lawnmower, and it struck him in a location that's just not any fun to get struck in if you're a man.
Oh,
but
it,
he developed a testicular torsion, a hydrocele, and a cyst.
Right.
But it was really the way he told the story that's making me laugh right now, because you could see his facial. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting carried away here. Let's focus on health. But he needs to be icing this down several times a day. But
and
when
what
he,
supplement were you saying?
Well, the one that I would utilize is called OrCHEX. That's O-R. CHEX. Not rice checks and not corn checks, but ore checks.
Okay.
If he goes to the store into the cereal aisle and say, hey, Mom, I got the rice checks just like Dr. Morgan said, that is not what I'm telling him to do. It's called ore checks by standard process.
Okay.
But I think that's going to move the needle in a very, very good direction. But he could drive around as a police officer, whatever shift he's got, and he could put that soft gel pack over the hydrocele and the cyst.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Lord willing, what's going to happen is you know, just magically, that was sarcasm, sorry, just out of the blue, it will be resolved and a done deal. And I'm going to go, oh boy, look there. God did design the body to heal itself, didn't he? He did.
Yeah. Because, you know, it makes him worry about being a, you know, he's just recently married and he wants to have children eventually. And it makes him worry, like, you know, he's not going to be able to do that. And
oh, no. We got to get him focused on this stuff right here. It's going to be what you can do, not about what's the potential.
Yes.
So I want to get him off thinking this could go very badly. I need to get him on the topic of what can I do to help myself. And there's three things right here. Actually, four things.
Okay.
And so he doesn't. I mean, if you want the testicles to be in bad shape, then let's smoke a whole bunch of cigarettes and drink a whole bunch of alcohol and drink a whole bunch of Mountain Dew, which, you know, I'm being sarcastic. Don't do that.
Yeah, he doesn't do any of that, but now he does dip some, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest on him the next time I see him, just like Barney Fife would do.
Yes,
I'm joking.
Yes. And I have dogs named Bonnie and Clyde. So.
That's not a laughing matter. I can tell you have a really dark, dark side.
But
are the Texas Rangers after him?
No. All right. Well, I'll tell him all these things, and I really, really appreciate it.
You're really, really welcome, and I'm glad you called today, and thanks for being willing to help your son. You're a great mother.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I forgot to give out the phone number to the station here. It's 903-586-5257 if you want to call and ask me a question. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Dr. Morgan, good morning. I'm just blah, 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 blah.
If you just turn the radio off, there will not be any reverberation.
Yeah.
Did you get your radio off yet?
Yes, sir.
Good job. How's it?
I just heard you talking to the lady, and the last thing you said castor oil, and I think you meant olive oil again.
I did mean olive oil. If I said, okay. Thanks for catching me on that, but no, it's the good, thank you, the good, high-quality extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant. Thanks for catching me on that. That's a big help.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, and I need this for myself too. And I appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Because I'm taking notes, and God bless you, and have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you very, very much. You have a good day, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, I have a phone line once and get open at 903-586-5257. This program is Health Essentials. I can't even remember if I shared this with you, but let me have a go at this just for a second. Okay? Well, let's go to the phone lines first, since I did give the number out. I'll come back to this in just a second. Good morning, and thank you very much for your phone call today. How can I help you?
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. I pray that God shines his favor upon you today and your family.
Thank you. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, it's good. I was just going to talk about a study from Great Britain. We can put the Brits on hold, right?
Okay, yes. I'm thinking we can put the United States on hold, the way it's acting.
There are certain ones that we can ignore, right?
Yes, sir. Trust in the Lord. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ.
Great.
Yes, sir. Well, I was going to ask you, I got a couple of things. Toenail fungus. I had a metal toe on my left foot, and I do walk around outside, like you said, you know, barefooted and everything. But for some reason, at one toenail, it looked like I kind of looked like Nebuchadnezzar, or like growth, or something that was growing all the way around. And I didn't know, and I kept trying to cut it off. Finally, I got a friend of mine took some horse clippers for hooves, and she cut off, told her, just cut everything off, and it looks a lot better.
Now, when you say Nebuchadnezzar, do you mean when he became like a hairy beast out in the field?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you seen that video on YouTube? He's pretty disgusting looking.
No, sir, I haven't seen
it. I don't know if it's actual footage or not, but I'm guessing it probably is. Anyway,
yes,
go ahead.
But anyway, I think I got that's all. I've been soaking it in Epsom salt and stuff like that. But also, I have a friend, and she keeps getting these, like, it's not cysts, but like her lymph nodes keep, I guess, getting inflamed. She keeps getting things under her arm, her armpits.
Well, she could have like a strep or a staph infection that could cause that. But can we go back to the toenails just for a second?
Oh, yes, sir. Okay.
If you could try, there's a couple of techniques you can try, but I'm just telling you what I've seen work.
Okay.
It just requires discipline and patience, because toenail fungus is not resolved in 1 nanosecond. I wish it were. I'd look like a genius if I could do that, but I can't. But what I would recommend is if you had like a small washtub or basin that would just hold your foot or your feet.
Yes, sir.
If you could just pour some half water, half apple cider vinegar, just enough to cover your toenails.
Yes, sir.
And just soak them every night for 20 minutes. That may knock it out. I've seen that work many times.
Okay, that's good. Because I've been using some Epsom salt and done it a couple of times.
Oh, I think that's good. I think you're doing great.
Okay.
But if you wanted to add some vinegar to it, I think it might make it a little bit better.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And I also put tea tree oil on my toes and things.
Sure. Yeah, just.
I don't use that Lamisil like you. I've heard of Lamisil.
Well,
toes.
I do not want to wreck your liver. You need your liver for a whole lot longer, don't you?
Yes, sir.
If you want to be strong as a man and live like a man, you got to have your liver, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, thank you for that. But anyway, I was just wondering that my friend has the problem under her armpits. You think she could possibly, like, I told her that she might recommend putting like apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, she could do that. But the first thing I think of with the armpit.
Yes, sir.
Unless it's something else, one possibility would be that she's got like a low-grade staph infection, because the armpit, my goodness, those suckers swell up every time with a staph infection. Is she prone to zits or acne or blemishes or?
Well, sometimes she gets styes, but she also has diabetes.
That's probably a staph infection then. Yeah, that's kind of making sense.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Does she kind of express to you in so many words that she wants to improve her health?
Well, of course. She likes to be outgoing and outdoors. She likes to plant flowers and things like that.
Oh, she does?
She works outside all the time. Oh, yes.
She's an outdoors girl, right?
Oh, yeah. She's all the time doing something in flower beds.
What's not to like about that? That's awesome.
Yeah, and garden. She's got a nice garden. So.
By the way, I had a horsefly land on me last night about the size of a Ford Pinto, and I had to run for it and from the garden. So that would make me run out of the garden.
They are vicious creatures. I don't like them at all. Well, Dr. Morgan, thank you, and I certainly...
You're welcome. Thanks for your phone call, and I appreciate you. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, let's pray for our country that we could get everything resolved here.
What would you say is the most important thing that needs to be resolved?
I think people need to get over being focused on them, whether it be black, white, or anything. We're all one. We're all. If we love Jesus Christ and love God, we're children of God. Other than that, we're just creatures of God, of creation. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we should all just trust in the Lord, do what He says to love one another, and not get all upset about certain things, that and know the truth. He is the truth. Jesus
well,
Christ
do you
is the
think
truth.
That people are just demanding they get their own way and they're not being flexible?
Absolutely. We're selfish. We've turned into selfish people.
Okay.
That's right. He said,
"Boy, it's hard to move forward when people are selfish, right?"
That's correct. We need to seek the truth, and Jesus said He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we're just coming to Him.
Of course, what I'm not saying is, if I was on the ground for 10 minutes with a police officer's knee crushing my neck where I couldn't breathe, I wouldn't like that at all.
That's true.
That's horrible. But anyway. I agree with you. I've been there before.
But anyway, he didn't. I don't blame that man, George Floyd. They're making him out to be some kind of saint.
I don't know if that's really the issue right here, but there's a lot of hurt feelings, and I agree with you, though. If we can follow the lead of Christ, we can get through this.
That's right. I don't want to overstate my opinion.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call today, and I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Bourne. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. If you want to call me on the radio with a question or a comment, the phone number is 903-586-5257. But I tell you what, before I take one more phone call, let me read this to you right here. Because I want you to consider this. There was a study done in 2012, which I realize that's like, what, 8 years ago. British researchers enrolled 21 adults who were showing early signs of memory loss. I think I've read this to you before, but I can't remember. Maybe memory loss. Each day for 4 months, half of the participants drank 2 cups of Concord grape juice, and the other half consumed an equal amount of non-nutritious drink. That's probably called grape Kool-Aid or something like that. The participants were given brain scans at the beginning and then the end of the study to measure the activity in the regions of the brain devoted to learning and memory. The people who had been drinking the grape juice showed a marked increase in brain activity. The other participants showed little change. In another study, this one published in the American Journal of Cardiology, they determined that Concord grape juice could make people's arteries more flexible and lower their blood pressure. That is a good thing. But the beautiful aspect of this is God has provided for us things that we can take advantage of if we just only know what to do and how to do it. Let's go to the phone lines, please. Good morning and welcome to the program. Uh-oh. Didn't get it in time. Sorry, there's a phone line officially open. It's 903-586-5257. If you want to call me and ask a question or make a comment, this program is Health Essentials. Let me go backwards and say this. Since I started off this morning talking about inflammation, the correct, most precise definition of the word inflammation is repair deficit. Now, what does that mean? That means there's something that your body cannot heal. Not good. Okay, now I think I got you. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question for you on the Concord grape juice you were just talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
As a diabetic, how do I incorporate that?
Well, that's kind of the game changer right there. So one of the ways that I would tell you to go around that is consuming a supplement called resveratrol.
Okay.
And so in the skins of grapes and near their seeds also, there is a polyphenolinic compound or a flavonoid known as resveratrol. And it literally is in the highest concentration when it's been fermented by yeast from the grape in the form of wine. But I am not telling you to drink a bottle of wine every day or 2 glasses of grape juice. That might push your body to the limit. I will say this, though. I've had many diabetic patients that could tolerate maybe a cup of grape juice a day with no negative benefit if they were physically training and exercising in sufficient amounts. Do you like to exercise?
Yes, somewhat.
Well, I'm not going to ask any follow-up questions. Well, okay, what do you want to accomplish more than anything else? What would make you so happy if you could do what with your health and your body?
If I could.
I mean, you can say whatever you want. If you say, I want my blood sugar to go from 195 to 95, or you could say, I just want to sleep great at night and I want to have energy.
See, that sounds really good, too. Being able to sleep is very important, but, like, I have where if I bend my thumb, it locks up. And
oh, boy.
And the joint, the lower joint on my thumb is... There's a hard lump there.
Well, and that means your body is so inflamed, your body's calcifying it. Now, I want to run something past you, and I need you to just be honest with me and tell me if this sounds good. Number one, if we could find a simple way, which this is a total setup. You already know I know the answer to this. I'm just trying to trick you into agreeing with me so I can't fool you at all. If we could determine there's a very simple, very super, super cheap way where you could increase the absorption of glucose from your bloodstream and the muscles, you'd say, I've heard that's really good and that's really healthy. I'd say yes. What if I could lower your insulin also and get rid of a lot of the inflammation and cause you to have some of the deepest, best sleep of your night? Would you be all down with that action?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a solution for you. All right, if you were to go to a website like eBay or Amazon, they sell these huge, oversized gel ice packs. They're not as hard as a rock. They're so easy to put in the freezer. They make them for the neck also, but this is a study that I'm referring to. They took adults that had rotten sleep, and they didn't have much energy, but which, you know where I'm coming from on this, because without a human body producing great energy, and without the human being able to make it in that deep, deep sleep where they can rejuvenate and heal, which I'm sure you'll agree, that's when all the good stuff happens healing-wise and rejuvenation-wise, is when you get in that deep sleep. Do you agree?
I agree.
So what they did was, for 20 minutes before bedtime, they would put these ice packs on the back of the neck and the shoulders and the spine. And so right there at the base of your skull, you have that bony part of the back of your skull called the occiput. Well, that's where your brainstem is. And your brainstem is where you have the origination of your autonomic nervous system. This is the part of your body that heals and maintains everything. And so by putting the ice pack for 20 minutes over that area, they noticed in all these people that all of a sudden blood sugar started going down drastically from their bloodstream. The sugar would go into the muscles. And I'm not saying you have to understand what that means, you know, with anatomy and physiology classes, but that's a good, good thing. That means your muscles are so much easier to relax, where you can, like, lay down and get really, really comfortable. That's a good thing. They also noticed, number two, that your need for insulin went way, way, way down. I thought to myself, are you kidding me? That's what every diabetic needs. They need that. The less insulin that you need, the better. The more insulin, the shorter you're going to live on Earth. So anything that lowers your need for insulin is a slam dunk home run for you. And then the next thing they noticed was, all of a sudden, all these markers of inflammation started going away, and these people started healing. But almost all of them reported, this is like the deepest, best sleep we've had in a long time. So can I talk you into maybe experimenting with a flexible gel ice pack for your neck and your shoulders and your back for 20 minutes before bedtime?
Well, let me ask you a question. I have in the freezer, I have clay ice packs.
Are you serious?
Yes, so can I use that?
Of course you can. Okay. That's just too cool, but they're made of clay?
They're made of clay. They're very flexible.
Oh, no, no, that's great. I love it. I wish I'd been so smart to say either gel, flexible, or clay. That's great.
Like,
where did you get those?
Walgreens.
Are they big enough to kind of wrap around the back of your neck?
Yeah, I have one that I can probably do my entire spine.
Oh my goodness. You got these where now?
At Walgreens.
Oh man,
it's like a heating pad, but it's a
So they work hot or cold?
Yeah, you can put them in the microwave to heat them up, or you can put them in the freezer.
Oh, man, I love this plan. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know what it's like to experience laying down at night and you cannot turn your mind off? It's just processing 95 miles an hour.
Yes.
Or was that a dumb rhetorical question to ask that? But if you try that for about 7 days, tell me if we can start to calm down this overworking, overheating nervous system. Because when you can't sleep at night, that's when your body's fight or flight, or your body thinks, oh my goodness, we're under threat. We're being attacked by something. Does that make sense?
No, it does, because I'm...
Well, when I leave here, I'm going straight to Walgreens, and I'm going to scarf up all the clay packs on the shelf so I can have them all for myself.
There you go.
I'm really just joking about that. But that's, I'm so glad you told me, because there's probably plenty of people that are listening. They're going to go say, hey, I want that clay hot cold pack, and I'm going to start using that too.
Yeah, because it holds the cold for quite a while.
You know, there's another principle here. The principle is the human body needs some stress to be its very best. And so the type of stress that the cold is, it's an uncomfortable cold thermal stress. That's true. But the body responds to that, just like some people, they get into a really hot sauna, and it leads to their healing. Have you ever heard of a woman before say that she does not sweat or perspire?
I've heard people say that. I don't believe it, but okay.
Well, it's really true. But those women, they are better off if they can regain or learn how to sweat perspire because they detox better.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Good. Well, but if you apply this cold stressor to your nervous system, we're going to see if it starts to calm that down. Do you know what everybody in the world does for all these things? They got two plays. They either smoke marijuana or they drink lots of alcohol. And yes, momentarily that will calm down the overactive nervous system and relieve their stress, but it's only for a moment, right?
Right.
I haven't read one study that drinking one thing of alcohol fixes or cures anything. We know that's a disaster waiting to happen. But the ice pack, nobody gets drunk over that. You don't lose you don't kill brain cells. You don't wreck your liver. I just think it's brilliant.
Okay, that sounds like a
and
good
plan. You could read your Bible for 20 minutes while you're laying on the ice pack, right?
Right, or I could listen to the Bible.
Or you could listen to the Bible. Another brilliant idea. I love it. What's your favorite Bible story?
Favorite Bible story?
Just give me three off the top of your head. That way I'm not pinning you down to your most favorite.
Well, we've been talking a lot about Daniel.
Oh, my goodness. That is a home run.
So, you know, that's an interesting story.
You ain't kidding, it is. I love it. What's another one?
One hard one to deal with is Jonah.
Why is that hard to deal with?
Because he went through a lot.
Specifically, what did he go through that is disturbing to you?
Well, you know, the thought of being inside a well out of disobedience. It's like, okay, I'm not going to do that.
And you have a good point there.
So, you know, I'm just... And then Job. But by the way,
Oh, my goodness. Now, there's a tough one, isn't it?
Woo. Yeah, but I also like, you know, the story of Ruth.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story, too.
So that's promise and hope right there.
You ain't kidding. Well, that's such a good commentary. I'm so glad that you shared that with me. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, there's time for one more phone call, probably 903-586-5257. I want to pose a question to you. Did Job have any way at all of knowing how it was going to turn out when he was at his very lowest point? I just don't know that he did. Do you? Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, I'm not as good as what I want to be, and so what I need to ask you, are we on?
We are, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so, at any rate, last January, I went to a doc in a box, and he gave me a steroid shot. He gave me some antibiotics, and I called back later, and I said, did you know that I had bacteria? Because I said, you never did a swab or any kind of situation.
That's
that,
right.
That I would
he didn't
know.
Do any tests at all, did he?
He did not do anything. What I'm saying is, the next day, I could not talk. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. I was weak, and I was having rigors. At that point, I thought, good grief, I've got to go to the hospital because I can't take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm having a bad reaction to the drugs, right?
Well, yes, but the whole point is that what happened was this family took me to their house for 5 days, and they are wonderful people. They said, no, we're not going to take you to the hospital. I'm glad.
You mean they nursed you back to health?
No, that's the whole point. Oh. They gave me their home, and I was glad that I didn't go to the hospital. But 5 days later, when we were fixing to have a freeze, then I wanted to go home because this person was taking care of me. She's buried three of our family members, and so she was taking care of me. And the thing of it is, what's bothering me is that between here and there, I began to where I was getting short of breath. And at times I slept with my Bible because I could not breathe. And I would say, dear Lord, I know I have the hope that I'm going to get better. But this has been going on for a good while. And I would be, and so I've had a prednisone burst. I have had, they've given me, at one point they gave me a lorazepam because I knew that I had anxiety issues. And I said, well, maybe this isn't, you know.
Well, are you all well now?
No, and that's the whole point.
Well, what's the main deal that you're dealing with?
I am short of breath. Now, I am also, in fact, I went to the pulmonary specialist and she said, keep up the supplements. I'm not going to give you any kind of medication because they went against me. Anything, lorazepam, Zoloft, prednisone, and so what I'm saying is I'm scared to put any kind of RX in my mouth. So I'm taking an Alkaline because I have thyroid problems. And when I started taking that, it seemed like I began to get a little bit better. It has iodine and it has and it deals with the adrenals. And I'm taking two thyroid pills. But also, I think that one doctor said something about that I have inflammation in my bronchial area. Well, I don't know because I've had about five X-rays on my chest, and every one say that my chest is clear. And I'm saying, how do you have a clear chest and no problems with your breathing? I don't get it. So I'm also heard about on 60 Minutes about this. Because they don't have the ground that's stripped. They have selenium and sulfur on the ground. I got a supplement from Iceland. And it's supposed to deal with bronchioles and thyroid and put some things in your body that we don't have because our ground is stripped.
Well, what if you're a super shallow breather and you don't know how to breathe deeply?
I do at times try to practice deep breathing.
Have you ever done box breathing?
Okay. We see B-O-C-H. Is that how you're...
B-O-B-O-X, box.
Oh, box, literally. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I haven't even
heard
of that.
Go on YouTube and look up. You'll be breathing four times a minute. Do you walk 3 miles a day?
No, I mean, I don't hardly. I'm just now getting up to the point because
Do you do deep breathing exercises to expand your lungs fully and to retrain your diaphragm?
Try to, but I didn't know I had to do it that often. How often are you talking about?
All day long, every day, until you work the weakness out of you. We're going to have to run toward this. We're going to have to attack it. We can't just hope for the best and wait for the new steroid to come out. You're going to have to play your part. So I need you to do box breathing every day. I need you to you need to practice what's called mewing, M-E-W-I-N-G. There's a technique called Buteyko breathing. It's a Russian breathing expert. You've got
spell that.
Buteyko? Mewing, M-E-W-I-N-G?
Yes, I've got that.
Okay. I think it's Buteyko. I'm going to take a stab at it. B-U-T-E-O.
Okay.
K-K-Y-O, I think. Buteyko.
Okay.
And that's a breathing technique. You can get a book. What's the name? It's called The Oxygen Advantage. It's one of the best ones of all time by Patrick McEwen or McCowan. McKeon. He's Scottish. I can't pronounce his name. It's McEwen.
Okay.
But if you could run toward those and attack them as if your life depends on it, we just need to establish a new pattern. But if you do the box breathing, you're only breathing four respirations a minute instead of the 18 that you're doing. So most likely your CO2 levels on your blood test are a little bit high, which means you're just a real shally, short, choppy breather. We got to correct that. You probably have a fair amount of just being wound up all the time, pretty anxious. Would that be true?
Yes, pretty well. But the point of it is, let me say this, that I was pulling out of it. I always look at myself as a child who you give a dollar and you can give them to the, say, you can go into the candy store, and what I would do is spend $1.50. So the other day, 2 weeks ago, I was feeling up and going, and I was saying, this is great. My plane has left the tarmac. And so because
well,
I'm on 40 acres.
That's not necessarily a problem, but that still doesn't address that you've got to do your breathing exercises and work on yourself.
But when I went out to mow on my riding lawnmower a lot behind the barn, then I think I ruined myself. I had a mask on, and I went backwards, and now I'm not
as good at breathing. I'm sorry. We're completely out of time by about a minute. Call me next week, okay. And we'll pick it up where we left off, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.